the Steve Cochran Show.
I want to welcome back to the show, Erica Orenthal. Erica, when were you on? Was it last summer?
Yeah, I believe, actually, maybe fall. We were talking about Alzheimer's awareness.
Right. Creative Arts Therapies Week is on. And as somebody who has dealt with depression off and on my whole life and, you know, have a commitment to talking about mental health, and as you and I discussed before, and it needs to be said over and over again, mental health needs to be treated with the same sincerity that we treat cancer and heart disease and everything else.
Correct. I would say mental health is physical health because mental it's part of our body. So
Right. Mental health. And that's why I like therapy in general and therapists, because it's like a health club for your head.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
You can have that.
Thanks.
It's a favor for coming in. So talk about Art Therapies Week. What do you do during this week to bring attention?
So Creative Arts Therapies Week was created by the National Coalition of Creative Arts Therapy Associations, which houses dance therapy, music therapy, art therapy, drama therapy, poetry therapy, and psychodrama.
Okay.
And it's to create awareness around the power and use of the different creative arts therapies.
I know this can get a little complex in not in the weeds, but I mean it's trade talk in some ways, but you got to break it down for someone as simple as me. So tell me a success story. Tell me a story of someone that's, you know, benefited from this.
Sure. I mean, gosh, there's so many in my head,
one.
But yeah, to pick my favorite
one of your favorites.
You know, I have obviously we've talked about, I've worked a lot with individuals that have cognitive and movement impairments.
Yep.
And cognitively, I think one of the ways that the creative arts therapies help is it gives people a voice. It allows them to speak, even if their words don't make sense or they're not verbal at all. So very early on in my career as a dance therapist, I had an individual who was nonverbal, or people assumed she was nonverbal because she didn't speak very much. And I do use a little bit of music, but I really just allowed the time to kind of sit with her and just match a little bit of the body posture that I was seeing, and tried to make some eye contact with her, and put on a little bit of music that I heard she was familiar with, and noticed her feet started tapping, and she had a purse that she was clutching, and would keep opening it up to see her ID, to kind of track, you know, where she was and where her address was. And it was just her comfort, or yeah, almost like her security blanket. She put it down next to her, started moving her hands. I remember inviting her to move her hands as if they were paintbrushes.
Okay.
And she's just started kind of dancing, if you will, moving her hands
feeling
around
the music.
Feeling the music. And she stopped, and the music stopped, and I looked at her and I said, "Did you paint something?" And she looked at me and she said, "I painted the scene," like clear as day, she painted the scene of her sweetheart and herself sitting in a boat. And I said, "What were you doing in the boat?" And she said, "I looked over at my reflection. My sweetheart had his arm around me."
My God, this is somebody that didn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's tremendous. That's goosebumps.
She was in her 90s.
Stuff.
And then, unfortunately, you know, as quickly as the memory pops up, it fades away. But
what a great moment.
It was.
What is it connected to in your brain to unleash that? Like, what is the thing that happens?
So there's actually a whole mind-body science, and that our emotions and our memories are actually in our bodies. They're not just in our brains. So it can be as simple as turning on or firing a certain neuron. It can be moving the body a certain way that then signals different chemicals and different cellular connections, if you will, in the body. So there isn't always one thing that does it. It can be the music that sparks it. It can be literally a movement of the foot in this case, or
sure,
a part of her body. For me, it's the freedom of expression, and that if I hadn't allowed or just sat with and almost like waited for something like that to happen, we could pass those opportunities by all the time. So it's really at the heart of it, it's the mind-body connection. And that's something we really have to tap into, especially when people, like I said, are either nonverbal or aren't comfortable using formal language.
Is it because music's, if properly used, it's non-threatening, and there are things that are threatening in their lives?
It can be. Music is actually also universally processed in the mm-hmm. brain. So if a part of the brain is damaged, we don't say, "Oh, that's the music center, so the person can't enjoy or participate in music." That's why it's used a lot in rehabilitation. Movement can be the same way. We assume that because we've lost a certain amount of movement, it's not accessible, when the truth is we have to tap into what we're able to. to do, and it becomes very empowering, and it becomes another, again, another means of expression.
Stick around, more in a moment. Creative Arts Therapies Week, and Erica Hornthal's here.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Day 18 of the cough. I'm being held hostage by the cough.
This is like Patrick Kane's scoring streak.
Yep.
Or whatever. So
I'm on a coughing streak.
I think he got to 21. Was it 21 games, Dave? I think. Or something like that. So, Steve, yeah, you got to hang in there. Keep coughing a few more days.
You know the stress I'm under here. A lesser man certainly would have called in sick. But, you know, I know you guys need me.
We do.
You can't be sick on your birthday week anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really what this is about.
But, you know, I don't like to talk about it and try to generate sympathy for me. So we'll put that off till the 9 o'clock hour when I'll talk about it more.
Oh, good.
Erica Hornthal's here. Creative Arts Therapies Week is on. And it's a way to shed some light and bring some attention to the fact that creative arts make a huge difference. And in the field of mental health, they really are, an absolute necessity. So let's talk about how some people sort of write this stuff off. They go, oh, isn't it nice? Isn't that nice that you're going to go and you're going to dance for, or you're going to play music for? This isn't an opportunity for you to go and get your performance Jones on. This is an interactive experience to work with people who need help, right?
Correct. So creative arts therapists are licensed, often board certified, depending on what arena they are working in. Oftentimes they have master's degrees or clinical licenses in some type of mental health profession.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think it gets written off. Look, like the creative arts get written off. I mean, so many creative arts are gone from curriculums.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And then we wonder why mental health crisis has occurred. So, ideally what it's there for is just another way for people to process things that are happening in their lives. You don't have to go to therapy just because things are bad. One of the things I love to hear from my clients is what's going right? What is working in your life and how can we replicate that in other arenas? So I think it gets written off because we get the, oh, it's fun. I used to get, oh, the dance ladies here, which I would look around and think, really? You guys hired a dancer? That's great.
right.
Oh, me, you know. And now it's different. It's, you know, the therapist is here or the dance therapist is here. It does come with a different set of skills. And it is different, but it's all valued.
Insurance pay for it?
Oftentimes, yes. Not always as the creative arts therapy that's listed. In the state of Illinois, I'm licensed as a professional counselor, which allows me to practice as a dance therapist. And as a professional counselor, social worker, psychologist, we are able to bill insurance.
Where do you send people if they wonder about this for a family member to find out information and things like that?
Well, they're welcome to call us at Chicago Dance Therapy or look us up at chicagodancetherapy.com. If you're more interested on the Creative Arts Therapies Week or the national associations, they can go to nccata.org.
nccata.org.
Yep.
Great to see you. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having me. Happy birthday.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, my birthday. Yeah, we don't want to make a big deal.